Dictation for Mark, M-A-R-K Ellis, E-L-L-I-S. January 1657. Address as a letter to Dr. Simeon, S-I-M-E-E-N, Khan, K-H-A-N, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Khan, consultation for Mr. Ellis with abnormal kidney function. He has an extensive history with long-term sarcoidosis, biopsy proven 25 years back, remains on prednisone, unable to win it, follows locally lung doctor Dr. Obey, OBEID, but also University of Michigan lung specialist, has also seen nephrology, Dr. Ramaya, R-A-M-A-I-Y-A-H, through Covenant Saginaw. Recent testing, nuclear medicine, PET scan of the heart do not show active inflammation of the heart. Kidney function has changed within the last 1 year and a half, but appears to be stabilizing. Urine analysis shows no activity for blood, protein, or cells. Ultrasound without obstruction or urinary retention. For problems of anemia, macrocytosis, lymphopenia, did have a bone marrow biopsy within the last 1.5 years. Minor abnormalities on the megakaryocytes, but not enough to make a diagnosis of a myelodysplasia. There was no malignancy. In that opportunity, no iron deposits. Uses oxygen 24 hours for the last 1 or 2 years. Does have a pacemaker for severe bradycardia. There has been some weight gaining. He's trying to do salt and fluid restriction. He uses oxygen 2 liters, denies nausea, vomiting, no dysphagia, no reflux. Iron has caused constipation, no bleeding. His urine flow decreased some frequency, urgency, but no nocturia, no cloudiness, no blood, no infection, problems of insomnia. Uses a SIPA machine consistently every night the last 20 years. Has chronic lower extremity edema all the way to the thighs on diuretics, chronic back pain, neck pain. Denies foot ulcers. He's not aware of peripheral vascular disease. There is numbness on the soles of both feet all the way to the ankles. Poor exercise capability, tired, feeling tired all the time, fatigue, no chest pain palpitations, bruises of the skin, and fullness of the face suggestive of Cushing goit. No gross rash, isolated nose, excuse me, no nose bleeding or gum bleeding or headaches. Prior falling episode last year with compression fracture. Next paragraph, the past medical history for pulmonary sarcoidosis. Attempted bronchoscopy, complications requiring VATS procedure, left-sided chest tubes. Cushing goit from prolonged exposure to steroids. He has respiratory failure, hypoxemia, sleep apnea on treatment, COPD documented on pulmonary function test. He's been a prior smoker. He denies coronary artery disease. Denies TIS stroke or seizures. Denies the vein thrombosis pulmonary embolism. No chronic liver disease. There were side effects of medications Imuran methotrexate in the past. There is chronic neck back pain. Next paragraph, surgeries including gallbladder, umbilical hernia, this disease, neck surgery, right foot metatarsal surgery, bilateral length implant, the VATS procedure, complications of bronchoscopy, at the time of biopsy for sarcoidosis, next paragraph, he smoked one pack per day since age 16 to age 40 and then discontinued. He's still drinking wine, liquor, bourbon, whiskey, almost on a daily basis. Next paragraph, no reported allergies, but there were side effects with Imuran methotrexate. Next paragraph, denies family history of sarcoidosis or kidney disease. Next paragraph, present medications include albuterol, Fosamax, bisoprolol, B12, vitamin D, iron, folic acid, Lasix presently 20 milligrams a day. Nurantin was discontinued on HCTC, Norco, nitrates, Jardiance, Prevacid, Zysol, XYZAL, thyroid replacement, lisinopril, potassium, prednisone 10 milligrams, riboflavin, Crestor, muscle relaxant as needed. He's not using any more the Flomax. He's on Trelegy, a higher dose. For his chronic pain, he has pharmacy compounding topical, including diclofenac, gabapentin, lidocaine, pralocaine. Next paragraph. On physical exam, present weight 236, 68.5 inches tall. Blood pressure was 140 over 70 on the left, 138.70 on the right. Standing blood pressure dropped to 122.68, 122.68 2 minutes later. Technically did not reach significance. It was less than 20 points, in this case 18 points systolic, and it was only 2 points diastolic. He's able to provide history. He's quite aware of his problems. No expressive aphasia, no dysarthria, no facial asymmetry, normal eye movements, no problem with neck masses, has distant breath sounds, probably emphysema, isolated bronchitis, very few wheezing, no pleural effusion, has a pacemaker, no pericardial wrap, range of motion of the shoulders are decreased, prior procedures. He mentioned Bell's palsy, but I don't see major asymmetry. Obesity of the abdomen, no ascites tenderness. No major peripheral excuse me, one plus peripheral edema, well controlled, non-focal. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries, December, creatinine stabilizing around 1.3. Excuse me, stabilizing around 1.27 and has fluctuated within the last 1 year as high as 1.8. Normal sodium potassium, elevated bicarbonate, normal albumin calcium, normal liver function test. Most recent anemia 12.7, large MCV 98, normal white blood cell platelets, urine analysis no activity, albumin creatinine ratio negative, urine shows glucose from the effect of medication, Jardiance, no monoclonal protein, prior testing antinuclear antibodies, ANCA, negative, anti-CCP negative. There is a kidney ultrasound from August, normal size, 11 on the right, 11.3 on the left, no obstruction, no stones, no nephrocalcinosis, no urinary retention. A nuclear medicine scan. Normal ejection fraction 68%. No reversible ischemia. I review report of the bone marrow biopsy. Most recent echo July, normal ejection fraction, grade 1 diastolic dysfunction. Minor degree of pulmonary hypertension, the presence of a pacemaker. I review University of Michigan records. I want to highlight the nuclear medicine PET scan, January of this year, without evidence of sarcoidosis. A high resolution CT scan of the chest also recently. They reported narrowing of the middle lobe bronchus. Nodularity on the left main bronchus. All those are chronic changes. There are calcified lymph nodes too. There are degenerative changes of the thoracic spine, prior gallbladder removal, and the presence of a left-sided chest cardiac device. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, fluctuating levels over the last 1.5 years. There is no activity in the urine blood protein or cells. There is no evidence of urinary obstruction or urinary retention. There is nothing to suggest activity for sarcoidosis in the kidney. Kidney function, if anything, has improved. Blood test needs to be updated. Every 3 months, Some of these changes also the effect of medications, including diuretics, Jardiance, lisinopril, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Blood tests will include phosphorus to assess for mineral bone abnormalities with kidney disease. We will follow up on electrolyte, acid base, nutrition, calcium, PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism. He has chronic anemia, macrocytosis with, for the most part, negative bone marrow biopsy. Continue management of his chronic lung abnormalities. He has evidence of Cushingoid appearance on the face, trunk, from prolonged steroid exposure. All issues were discussed at length with the patient. This was a prolonged visit, extensive reviewing of records before and after seeing the patient on the same day. We will follow over time, end of dictation.